Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. It is good to be here in the service of the Lord once again. We are here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. We are a circle of friends. We know a friend who's closer than a brother. That is Jesus Christ himself. It is so good to know that God is still on the throne, and he rules, and he reigns forevermore. So we're grateful for today. Today is Tuesday, the 30th day of March, 2021. So we're almost to the end of the month. This is the third month of the year. My goodness. I'm telling you, this seems like time is marching on so quickly as we get older. I know as I've gotten older, even though we know we have the same amount of hours, minutes, and seconds in a day, but it seems like it's just going quickly towards eternity. Actually, that's what we're marching towards, is eternity. So we're grateful for everybody who's joined us today, and we're blessing God because he is so good and he is so wonderful. He is perfect. And in all of our ways, we shall acknowledge him, and he will continue to direct our path. So this morning I'm going to see if there are some people who will give us some prayers this morning. I'm going to check with our sister Marcella, and thank God that you have, you know, it's been a while since we heard you, but we're glad that you're back.
Yes.
So I'm going to see you. Amen. So are you available to pray this morning?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. And then our sister Gladys, are you available to pray?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Okay.
Yes,
all right.
I am.
So if our sister Marcella, if you'll lead us off, and then our sister Gladys, we'll go in that order. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Father, we came to worship you this morning. We came to lift up your powerful name. Father in heaven, thank you for life. Thank you for health and strength. Even with what's going on around the world right now, Father God, we know who you are. You are mighty. You are powerful. Abba, Father in heaven, we glorify you, Father. We thank you, Father, for every family represent on this prayer line, Father God. You know the needs. You know the health concerns. You know the financial. You know everything about us, Father God. Every detail of our life belongs to you, Father God. You said you have our names engraved in the palm of your hand. And therefore, Father, you said to fear not. You have overcome the world, Father God. I bless you and I praise you this morning, and I thank you for what you're doing individually and collectively on this prayer line, and everyone who have come, God, to praise and to lift up your name. Thank you, Father God, even for the facilitator, the word that will come forth, Father God, and all those who are here to lay their concerns and their needs at the altar this morning, God, knowing that you care for us. I give you praise and I give you honor in Jesus' holy and precious name. Amen and amen.
Thank you, Father, for this morning. Thank you, Lord, for this beautiful and wonderful day. Hallelujah. We thank you right now, God. So I will rejoice. We shall rejoice and be glad in this day. In the name of Jesus, Lord, for this is the day that you have made, Father. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you right now, God, for joy, everlasting joy. Hallelujah, for peace. Hallelujah, for unity in the body of Christ. Thank you right now, God, for everyone that will be on this call. Everyone, hallelujah, that wants to be on this call, but for some reason they couldn't make it, Lord, bless them too, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you in the name of Jesus to search our hearts. Lord, thank you for repentant hearts this morning, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, turn the spotlight on us, Father. Hallelujah, that we, hallelujah, ask for your forgiveness and our time when you may be found, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, creating us clean hearts so right now, God. Renew right spirits within us right now, God. Lord, take not that Holy Spirit away from us. Restore unto us the joy of thy salvation and uphold us with your sweet Spirit, Lord God, hallelujah. Forgive us for blood guiltiness, Father, in the name of Jesus. Wipe our slate clean today, Father, so that our prayers will not be hindered from coming forth to you. Father, this day in the name of Jesus, thank you for peace, faith, oh God, that's surpassing all understanding with garrison and Mount God over our heart in Christ Jesus. Thank you right now, God. Today is not like no other, Lord. Today is a new day, Father, in the name of Jesus, and we will pray without ceasing. Hallelujah. We will seek your face, Father, wholeheartedly. Give you the first fruit of our morning this day, Father, in the name of Jesus. Trust you, Lord Jesus, to make every decision concerning our life today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that being our creator, for being our help, for being our deliverer, for being our peace, for being our joy, for being our salvation, for being just God is weighing us up, breathing on us right now, God, the breath of life, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, thank you for clarity. Hallelujah. Thank you right now, God. Hallelujah. For unity, unity in the body of Christ. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for our family members. Thank you right now, God, for salvation and healing and deliverance. Lord, we thank you right now, God, for the power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We honor you this day, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now, God, because, Lord, that you're helping us right now, God, even the four to draw closer to you so you can draw nigh to us, Father, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you right now, God, hallelujah, that we trust your process no matter what it looks like, Lord Jesus, no matter what it sounds like, Father, Lord Jesus. Lord, help us right now, God, to see you in everything, Father, in the name of Jesus, taking, hallelujah, questions and turning them around to blessing, Father, in the name of Jesus, doing the impossible, doing the sons for the demand, and seeing, you know, the miraculous, and doing miraculous things. Thank you right now, Father, today, for how you have done, hallelujah, the things that you've done. Thanking you right now, God. We thank you for our past, our present, and our future. Father, in the name of Jesus, that we are strong in you, Lord, and in the power of your might, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for everyone, God, for answered prayer, Father. Hallelujah. You that you've done, Jesus, that once and for all mankind. Hallelujah. Forever, man, every manner and thing. Right now, God, in the name of Jesus, thank you right now, God, for sound minds, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you right now, God, for unspeakable joy down in our hearts, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you right now, God, for being our shepherd, for being our voice. Hallelujah. Oh, great city, dear God. Thank you for health and healing. Hallelujah. Mind, body, soul, and spirit. Thank you for relationship, Father. Healthy relationship, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you right now, God, for sound counsel in the name of Jesus. Thank you right now, God, for everybody that's on this prayer line and people I don't even know about that pray for us, Father, on behalf right now, God. Thank you for strength. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, we honor you, and we praise you today, for this is the day that you have made, so we're going to rejoice and be glad in this. It's like no other right now, Father. We will continue to pray praise and pray praise and worship you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you right now, God, for positive thinking, positive speaking. Thank you right now, God, for everything, for your son, Jesus Christ, setting the example for us to live by in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you right now, God, in all things. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, our sister Marcella and our sister Gladys, for these awesome prayers this morning. It's just good to be here in the service of the Lord once again, and we're just grateful that we can come together on this platform and we can be in agreement. And we have been seeing God do things down through the years. God has done so much. And I know there are many prayer groups around the world, and we just pray that each and every person who is, whether you're in a group or whether you're by yourself, those people who are praying, that God will continue to cover and protect and keep us in a place of prayer, a posture of prayer, because that is what makes God happy, when we pray, when we intercede, and we're standing in the gap and we're making up the hedge, because there are many people who don't know how to pray. There are those who have become so just disgusted or just downtrodden and feeling so despondent that they don't want to pray. And, you know, sometimes we're just overburdened with the cares of the world, and it causes us to not be able to do the prayers that we need to do. Sometimes we just have a dry spot in our lives, and we just thank God for keeping us faithful to the work. And I just appreciate each and every person who continues to come here and share in what God is doing, because it's been a beautiful experience for me down through these many years. We started out in Jackson. I was in Jacksonville when we first started this prayer line, and that's been at least 20 years ago, and it's still going. And so we thank God for the unity of the body, the unity of the mind. And you have a desire. I mean, that is so important. That is so key. And, you know, we're from different churches. We're from different ministries, but we are of the same mindset, that we want to intercede and we want to see God change things. We want to see God change people. And we have so much in this world that is going on, and it's just so important that we continue to do our prayers, to continue to be in faith and believe. You know, when we pray, we don't pray just to be praying. We're praying in faith. We're praying believing, because he said that without faith, it's impossible to please God. So we want to please him through the faith that we have in his word. And we have the faith. When you have the faith as a grain of mustard seed, you can speak to any mountain, and the mountain shall be removed and cast into the sea. So that is God's word. And we can slay giants. We don't have that grasshopper mentality. We are well able to overcome anything the enemy would try to bring against us. So we just want to be encouraged this morning to keep the faith and stay faithful. When you find yourself falling, failing in your faith, call a sister or brother. Ask someone to pray with you or be in agreement with you as you're going through the trials of life, because there are many trials that people are facing right now. There are so many spirits that are out there, and we must realize that we're not fighting against people. We're fighting against flesh and blood, against the wickedness in high places. We're not fighting against flesh and blood, but against the wickedness in high places and against the principalities. There are many principalities out there. There are many spirits that are out there that are not of God. And so we, as a people of God, we have the authority. And because of what Jesus did on the cross, we are able to do what we do. He died for each and every one of us. He hung on that cross in all the pain and the shame. We will be celebrating him, his resurrection, on this Sunday, upcoming Sunday. And many people don't even realize why we're doing that. Many people go to churches. They go just because they're celebrating Easter or Resurrection Sunday or just the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So we, as a body of Christ, we as a people of God, have an understanding of what Jesus did when he went to that cross. He paid the price once for each and every one of us. We don't have to go to the altars anymore with bulls and doves and pigeons and things like that to atone for our sins, because Jesus did that for us. He did that many years ago. So we're grateful for what Jesus did for us on the cross. So just for now, I'm going to find out who else is here today. If you'll just give your names, and if you're not able to pray, just say listening. And then if we have an opportunity for others to pray later, then we won't call on you. We'll just continue with our prayers today. Amen.
Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Sister
Good morning,
Sherry.
Apostle
good to hear your voice. God bless you. Apostle Horsley, good to hear your voice this morning. God bless you.
Yes, ma'am. Glad to be in the service.
Good morning, Sister Marie. Good morning.
Sister Marie, good to hear your voice this morning. God bless you.
Good morning. Scholastic is here, listening in agreement.
All right. Pastor Scholastic, good to hear your voice this morning. God bless you.
Good morning. This is Glenda. I'm listening.
All right. Sister Glenda, good to hear your voice. God bless you.
Good morning, this is Yvonne. I'm listening.
All right. Sister Yvonne, good to hear your voice. God bless you.
I'm listening. Good morning. This is Sister Charlotte. I'm listening.
I'm listening.
All right. Sister Charlotte, good to hear your voice. God bless you. Okay. So that's everyone that wants to give your name this morning.
Good morning. This is Grace, listening. Thankful to be here.
Amen. Amen. Good to see your voice, Sister Grace. God bless you. All right. Well, we thank God for everyone who has given your names, and if you have not, that's fine. We're glad that you're here. Our Sister Sherry, are you available? I think I did not hear you say you're just listening, so are you available to pray?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't, I forgot to say it, but I will pray. Father God,
okay.
Our maker and creator, giver and sustainer of our lives, Lord, it's once more and again that we enter into your presence this morning with bowed down head and humble hearts. Father, thank you so much for everything that you do in our lives. Lord, we thank you for life as it is right now. We thank you for the mighty suit of armor that you've given to us to make sure we put it on every day when we are going out to in this world. And Lord, we just thank you so much for every blessing. Lord, I thank you this morning for giving me the opportunity to be here on this prayer line this morning. I thank you for my neighbor, Pastor Darlene. I thank you, Lord, that she reached out to me to have me to join this prayer line because, Lord, I'm not perfect. I need prayer every day, and I'm going through right now because I just don't really always believe what I've read and what I've heard. But, Lord, I know that your word says just before our blessings come, all hell breaks loose. So, Lord, I thank you for giving me this opportunity this morning. Father, as I come this morning, I pray for people all over this land and country, people who are going through one thing or another. But, Lord, we've got to stay strong, and we've got to know and believe that you are in charge. And, Father, we just praise your holy name. Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you, in Jesus' name. And, Lord, one more thing. I pray for every minister and everybody that's on this prayer line this morning, those that I know and those that I don't, because, Lord, you're helping me and others who really need to know more about Jesus. And in your son, Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, our sister Sherry. Good to hear your prayers, and we thank God for all the prayers that have gone up this morning. We appreciate your willingness to just jump right in and do God's will. Amen, amen, amen. So right now, we're going to go ahead and get into the Word of God because we want to be sure that we don't run out of time. We don't often run out of time. We just keep it pretty precise and get the things done that we need to do in the hour that we have. And I do appreciate each and every leader and every person who comes to just join us at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. We are certainly a circle of friends, and we know a friend who's closer than a brother, and that is Jesus Christ himself. So this morning, our the scripture that we had for the week was in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 1, and it was verses 18 and 19, but I'm going to read a few more verses than that. And we're going to be talking about the power of the cross, which is something that is so important as a Christian. And so as we look at, we're in this book of 1 Corinthians, if you get your Bible and maybe some paper and pencil to write down what we're talking about, that you can maybe look it over later and maybe read some more of the scriptures that we're reading today. But in the book of 1 Corinthians, Paul begins his letter to the church in Corinth by affirming his calling as an apostle of Christ Jesus, and that appointment came by the will of God. That appointment came by the will of God, and when our resurrected Lord appeared to Paul and made him his chosen instrument to proclaim his name, that was something that we know that happened during the time that Paul was here. Now, Paul writes along with a Christian brother named Sosthenes, and clearly, though, the letter expresses the thoughts of Paul himself. So the repeated uses of I, he spoke I during the course of this introduction, this letter to the Corinthians. So it's possible that Sosthenes served as Paul's secretary. And so he may have written down the words that Paul was speaking to him. So Paul would have signed the letters in with the greeting in his own hand. We would just assume that. And so Paul calls the Corinthian saints who call on the name of Jesus Christ. Believers have the unique privilege of appealing to their Savior for divine intervention in their lives. And so although the church of Corinth had become quite carnal, as reflected in their actions, Paul knew they were saved and had been sanctified through their faith in Christ Jesus. So it is possible, although detrimental, to be an immature Christian whose life reflects more worldly thinking and living than heavenly. And that's why we need to be transformed by the renewing of our minds, as spoken of in Romans 12 and 2, so that we experience the realities and benefits of our salvation. And to this earthly-minded church, Paul extends the grace and peace of God and Christ. And so that is, you know, what I wanted to share before I get into the verses, the words of the Bible. So here we are going to read from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, starting at verse number 18. And it says, "For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God." Verse 19 says, "For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent." Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? Verse 21 says, "For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. For the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. But unto them which are called both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God." Verse 25 says, "Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men." So that right there is so key for what we're going to talk about today. And it's, as we look at verse number 18, it says, "For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved is the power of God." So the message of the cross is foolishness to unbelievers, to those who are perishing. But to Christians, those of us who are being saved, the cross's message is the power of God. Now, as we see, the latter group consists of those who are already saved, and that is the believers, the Christians. That is the group that God has allowed to come into the kingdom, who have made that decision for Jesus Christ. But having been delivered from hell, they are now being saved, delivered from the power and the effects of sin. So how do Christians who are being saved access the power of God? It is through the cross of Christ. Some believers, like the Corinthians, short-circuit God's power in their lives. They know the cross is the power of God for heaven, but by their actions, they seem to consider the cross foolishness for daily living on earth. So how is this done? What do they do to disrupt God's work in their lives? So Paul quotes from Isaiah chapter 29, verse number 14. He says, "Therefore, behold, I will proceed to do a marvelous work among this people, even a marvelous work and a wonder. For the wisdom of their wise men shall perish, and the understanding of their prudent men shall be hid." This is where the Lord is saying he rejects worldly wisdom. So, you know, many times we, as we think about how we have developed as a person, when we started, let's just say, even before we went to kindergarten, we begin to learn things. And I look at my grandchildren, and it just reminds me of how we were young, and we begin to learn things, and we were taught things, and during the course of life, we just begin to glean knowledge. We begin to get the wisdom of the world. We go to school and we learn things in the schools, and those things are worldly wisdom. And even sometimes when you go to school and you're taking up courses, some of the things that you learn in the school, you very seldom use them for your life. So, you know, this worldly wisdom is what God rejects. He wants us to have godly wisdom. So as we see here in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 19, it says, "For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent." So we have to understand that God wants us to have his wisdom. He wants us to seek him, seek his word. You know, anything that we need in our lives is in the word of God. Whatever we need to do, if we have an issue that we need fixed, we look in the word of God. You need healing, there's scripture for healing. If you need finances, there's scripture for finances. If you need to know how to treat, all of us need to know how to treat our sisters and brothers. And that is to show love. That is in the word of God. So we want the godly wisdom to lead and guide our lives. Jesus didn't hang on the cross just because he wanted to, but he wanted us to be redeemed. He wanted us to be changed so our mindset would be following what he speaks in his word. His word speaks so wonderfully when you really glean it, when you begin to read it and sup of it, just like you eat your food for your body. You eat food so you can stay strong. You eat food so you can be healthy. And so we stay healthy by reading, studying, and gleaning, and hearing the word of God. He said faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. So we hear the word of God. Even when you're studying, you can read your word of God out loud so you can hear it in your ears. That's just a tip for each and every one of us. As we look and see that God rejects worldly wisdom, we want to seek his wisdom. We want to seek him on everything, how to, even as husbands and wives, how to work together and have love for one another. God has that in the word too, how to take care of your children, how to teach your children, not aggravate your children. There's so much. And so when we follow the wisdom of God, we will be in a much better place as we prepare for eternity. And that's what we're doing now, is to prepare for eternity. So why does the Lord reject worldly wisdom? It says, because the world's wisdom is foolish. This is shown in verse number 20. It says, where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? And so there are times you may think that you might have the right answer for something. You may be thinking of making a decision, and you have not even consulted God about it. And so sometimes if you think about what you're doing and you have not consulted God, you have not brought it to the Lord, you may find out that you're making the wrong decision. So the reason why God rejects worldly wisdom is because it lacks the divine point of view and considers life from merely a human perspective. The Corinthians were aligning themselves with human teachers and against one another. As you read that chapter, you will see that they had division amongst themselves. And so as a result of their pursuing such a worldly way of thinking, sin was running rampant among them, and they lacked God's power. Human wisdom considers the word of the cross to be foolishness, but God uses this so-called foolishness to save people. So here in we read verse number 21 again. It says, "For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe." And so the Jews sought signs. They were looking for signs. They were looking for the power. And the Greeks sought man's wisdom. The so-called foolish the foolish message of Christ crucified grants believers access to both the power and the wisdom of God, which greatly exceed human wisdom. So it's more than the human wisdom. It exceeds that, the human wisdom and strength, as we are reminded in verses 22 to 25. We're here in 1 Corinthians. Those who may have just joined us, we're in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, and we're at verse 22. It says, "For the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness, but unto them which are called both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than man, And the weakness of God is stronger than men. I mean, just to think of God in all his glory and his vastness, he's just a big God. I mean, I can't fathom with my mind just how big God is. I mean, I can't even fathom how big this universe is, let alone how big God is. And so God is the wise one. He's the one who created the heavens and the earth. He's the one who put everything into place. And to think about how wise he was and how he even stooped down and created man and blew into man the breath of life and the way he developed our bodies. And many times I stop and I think, and it's like, how did these things happen? How did God decide to make the tigers and the lions and the trees and the birds and all this stuff? I mean, he had to be so wise to be able to create all these different animals and the insects and everything, and everything has its place. Everything has a reason for being here. I mean, some animals are here for food, and some are here to develop things that are out there in the world. You know, there are fish in the sea who do things, and there's another fish in the sea that is the food for somebody else. And how would somebody know how to do that? God is the one who is wise. He's just a big God, and he knew everything that needed to happen, even with the winds and the stars and the moon and all of that. How did he know how far away to put the moon from the earth and the sun from the earth so that the sun doesn't burn the earth? Just thinking about the wisdom of God, I mean, just it can be mind-boggling if you just sit and think about that, just how wonderful he is and how wise he is. And if we understand that God was so wise to do all the things that he did in putting the earth, the stars, and the moon, the universe in place, and then he made us and he made us rulers over the earth. He helped us to till the ground. He showed us how to do that. He taught us all these things. And if we just think about that, and we think about the fact that he has given us the wisdom through his word, and we begin to use his word for our lives and use his word for his glory. I mean, we want to glorify God by the use of his word and how we understand things. Through study of the word, we will be able to do some better things for our lives. We will have better wisdom in making decisions for what we need to do as we go forward. And even as we think about our family members, I mean, there are so many who are out there who do not know Jesus. He will give us that wisdom on what to do and how to minister to them. I mean, there are times we don't need to really say anything, but just pray for them. But God's wisdom enables us to see things from a divine perspective. We make those wise choices and open ourselves to his intervention in our circumstances. When we give it to the Lord and we let him do the work, you know, when just thinking about Moses, when he got to the Red Sea, when him and the children of Israel and Pharaoh was behind them, I mean, what did he do? He had the knowledge of God. He knew that God was the one who knew everything, and he leaned on God to intervene for them. God is the one who got them across on dry land, and then he allowed Pharaoh and his army to come through, but they drowned in the Red Sea. It was the wisdom of God that helped them to get away, finally get away from Pharaoh. And there are so many other examples in the Bible of what God did. And even when Paul and Silas were in the jail and they were singing songs and hymns, they weren't even sad because they knew who God was. They knew that God could help them out of their trouble. They may not have been even thinking about trying to get out, but because they were a part of the body of Christ, because they trusted in God, God did that for them. And then you think about the Hebrew boys, and when they were in, before they went to the fiery furnace, and they said, if God doesn't do it, he is well able to do it. They knew God. They knew in their hearts that God could do it. If he didn't, he still could, because he's a big God. He's a wise God. And so, you know, just thinking that he will intervene in our circumstances. God's power enables us to identify problems of sin in our lives, and we can be delivered from them as we identify those things that may be sinful in our lives. And so we're trusting God as we go forward to help us to stay faithful, to do those things that will be pleasing to him, because there's so much in the Word of God that points us to God. I mean, we have to stay in the face of God. When you read your Word, just stop and listen to what God is speaking. Because you can read and you may not really understand, or you may not really glean what God is saying at that particular time. You may have something else on your mind. So maybe when you're reading the word, just even as we're going into our fast on next week, we're going to be fasting 3 days next week, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. When you're fasting, and not just only when you're fasting, but when you pray and read the word, stop and listen to the voice of God. And I know, especially when I'm fasting, I can hear God more clearly because I have put all things that are, you know, maybe interfering in what I'm trying to hear from God. They're out away from me. So, you know, God will help us as we continue. He does tell us that we have to do those fasts because he said some of those things won't come out unless we fast and pray. So we're going to continue to look to the Lord. And so why would anyone prefer human wisdom and strength, which are incapable of delivering results? As a believer, we should prefer godly wisdom in all matters. And the word tells us in the book of James, chapter 1, verse 5, I'm going to read that. James 1 and 5 says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that give it to all men liberally and upbraid it not, and it shall be given him. And so this lets us know that if we don't have the wisdom that we need and desire, all we have to do is ask. As believers, we have the power of the cross. We ask the Lord, Lord, give me the wisdom. He will not withhold that wisdom from you. He will give you that wisdom. So the authority of God's word is his wisdom to guide us through life as we prepare for eternity with him. I mean, that's the whole point of us being here, is to honor God, to worship him, to share the gospel. You know, we didn't get saved just to say, oh, I'm saved and sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost on fire for the Lord, and we don't share the gospel of Jesus Christ with anybody. I mean, we're focusing on our families this year. We want our families. This is something that we want to do, is to see our families come to Jesus Christ. So we keep them in prayer, but we also want to share the gospel with other people as we have opportunity. Now, with this situation that we're in with this COVID-19, we're kind of isolated, but at the same time, you can call somebody on the phone and share the gospel of Jesus Christ, or share a kind word. Sometimes that kind word will draw somebody to God. Just sharing the love of God will help somebody to want to know more about God. And so he gives us wisdom. He will give us the wisdom as we prepare for eternity. He will give us that wisdom on how to help our brothers and sisters to receive him as Savior. It could be through a conversation. It could be how we treat them. It can be how we represent Christ in our lives. I mean, just them watching us, because they watch us. Yes, they do. Our families watch to see, you know, are you really saved? Or, you know, especially when you're a family member and they know what you used to do or what we used to do. They know what we used to, the sin that we were in, you know, all the craziness that we did. They're watching to see if we really have changed. You know, especially when you first get saved, I mean, it's like they really be on you. So, you know, we have to believe that God will give us the wisdom on how to minister to people. It could be through prayer, and that's one thing for sure that we can do, is to pray for them. We will continue to pray for those family members. We trust God to help us as we continue this journey. It is him that we look to. We will look to him because he's the author and the finisher of our faith. And so as we have, we're right here at this point in time, I just hope that something has been shared with you today that will help you along the way. We all, you know, when we hear the word of God, we want to glean something. We want to receive, you know, we want to be not just hearers, but we want to be doers of the word of God. So, Lord, we just thank you this morning for this word. We thank you, Lord, for your love. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you, Lord, that you are our hiding place. My God, my God, we just thank you, Lord, today for this opportunity to be in your presence, oh God, because in your presence, Father, is fullness of joy, and at your right hand, pleasures forevermore. My God, my God, we just praise you, God, today because you are the one and only wise God. And, Lord, we pray that each and every one of us will seek your wisdom on a continuous basis, oh God, so that we will have wisdom to help others, oh God, wisdom to prepare for whatever is coming in the future, God. We don't know all the things that are happening, but we know, Father, and that's for sure, that you know all things, oh God, and you're helping us, oh God, as we go through these trials and these tribulations, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just pray for those who are just feeling so bad today, oh God. There are people out there, oh God, that just feel like they don't even want to live anymore. So we bind up the demonic spirit of suicide in the name of Jesus. Oh My God, my God, I decree this morning that they shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord in the land of the living. In the name of Jesus, my God, I pray, Lord, for divine appointments today, oh Father, in the name of Jesus, that you will bring those people together who are depressed and somebody who has a word, oh God, who has a prayer, who has some love, Lord. Oh my God, we just loose the spirit of love today, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and I bind up the spirit of the Antichrist, oh God. I bind up the spirit of hatred today, in the name of Jesus. My God, we need the love of God all across this world, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, I pray a special prayer for the children today, oh God. There are many children who are being abused, misused, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. I pray, Father, today that you heal the hurt and the pain that many of them are experiencing each and every day, in the name of Jesus, Lord. I pray for exposure of those who are hurting these children, those, oh God, who are molesting our children, in the name of Jesus, those who are abusing the children, beating them down, oh God, even with their words, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. I loose the spirit of change right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord. I pray, Father, for those, oh God, those perpetrators, oh God, that they will come to the knowledge of the truth, oh God, that they will come to Jesus Christ and ask for forgiveness, in the name of Jesus, Lord. I thank you, Father, today for the blessings of the Lord upon this world, that this world, oh God, would change, oh God, the leaders of our country, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. There's so much turmoil in this land, oh God, but we realize, oh God, that all the things that we're seeing, oh God, is pointing back to you, oh God, pointing back to your word, oh God, and the prophetic word that is in your Bible, Lord. It tells us, oh God, that in the end, oh God, that perilous times will be here, oh God, that men would be lovers of themselves, oh God. Men would believe a lie before the truth, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we see wars and rumors of wars, oh God. In the name of Jesus, there's famine in the earth realm, oh God. Lord, there are people, oh God, who don't have what they need, oh God, but we decree right now that you, oh God, would make a change, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and people will come and ask, what must I do to be saved? In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, God. We glorify your name, oh God, because you're doing a work even now, God, as we come together in unity, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, we praise you, we say hallelujah, hallelujah, and amen. It is so, in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. So right now, we're just going to open up the lines once again, and we're going to take some, if you have prayer requests, praise reports, if you received anything from the word today, if you want to share that, that is fine. So we have a little bit more time today. So lines open.
Good morning. This is Sister Gladys. I want a prayer for the nursing facilities, and not only this, the one that mom's in, but all over this nation, that that they get their protocol together concerning her, you know, did not do that due diligence, and also with the a hospice that's coming in there, I noticed a couple of things where they're not turning her, and she's screaming and hollering, and they're not being attentive to it, so we have to go and speak out, you know, on that for my mom to, you know, that she needs to be turned, she needs to be bathed, she needs to be fed in a timely manner. We know that she's got, they got other clients, but some of the times that mm-hmm. we were there, they didn't come in and feed her, they didn't come in and do a lot of things. So that God did shake them up, you know, that, that God did the doing and treating all of the senior citizens, right? And also for my niece, that she does her due diligence with that, because you know, to get on the ball and God, you know, minister to her heart too. Thank y'all for listening.
Amen. All right, Sister Glennis.
Oh, and I want to let you know that my mom had a stroke while she was in there, so pray for that while I was here.
Okay. Okay, anybody else?
Yes, good morning. This is Lois. I was late getting on, but I received, you know, what you were speaking on, and thank you. And I just ask that you all continue to pray for my sister Willa Mae. She was with me last week in Dublin, and she kind of withdrawn. And I pray, ask God to bring her out, you know. And thank you.
Okay. We'll be praying for Willa Mae. Good morning. I didn't get your name. Okay, Sister Sheila. Good to hear your voice this morning. God bless you.
Yeah, I just, I just need to talk about it because it's, I just want to be, you know, like Christ-like. Like, I pray for the job. I got the job. Then they gave me hours, working me like crazy. And then they were just, a month and a half, I was just coming in on Mondays. And now they're making the store into a Dollar Tree Plus. And I don't work 6 days straight. I took a day off yesterday, and I'm back today. But what I'm praying for is my uncomfortability, in which I thank God, I need to say, Sister Darlene, I really feel like he has given me the spirit of discernment, and I'm learning on it, and I'm praying, and I'm seeking his word best I can. And, you know, like, I watch the words that come out my mouth. But, like, I know that I don't know about the people I work with, but I know where I'm at in Christ. And, like, Lord, help me be a bold soldier, because one guy, he playing his music with the profanity. So, you know, it's like I had to shake myself. And it's a 12 a.m. prayer line I was on, so I just signed in, and I was able to listen to that and keep my gospel going. And they see this older black woman. I don't mind working. I'm a boomer baby. I do whatever needs to be done. Right? And whatever they give me to do, I just do it, and I like to clean up behind myself. These people don't even want me to clean the store that people come in and buy the stuff with. Oh, I don't think that's fair, but that's their system. It was just so much. But I look at the job as God has showed me favor, you know, as far as me taking the bitter sweet. I just keep up front, you know, look what they did to Christ. You know what I'm saying? And every day I just tell myself, be quiet, be quiet. And like I said, I just need to talk about it so I can free myself, so I can get out my head. Because I know I ain't do nothing wrong but my job. And I stood up for who I am in Christ, because I didn't have to hear all that stuff in my ear when I know I could put my phone on to some gospel music, get on the prayer line too. You know what I'm saying? Just being a bold soldier. And I'm one I work on, not complaining and whining. I just do what I got to do. And I'm not even bringing no more bags, you know, because when I started working, they didn't check my bags. Now they got all these big people in the stores, so they want to check my bag, touching my stuff. So I said, tonight I come in, I'm not bringing no bags. So they didn't have to, you know, because all of, you know what I'm saying, what's up with the COVID? Putting your hand in people's stuff like that. But, I can go on and on and on. I just need y'all to pray my strength in the Lord, because I can truly say today, for me talking about it, I know it's not me. And I just being a Christian, a child of God, this is where I'm at in my life. And like I said, I know God blessed me with the job for favor, because I know once this is over, I'm probably going to be back in one day. Thank you, Lord, for the hours, though. Thank God for wisdom, because I'm going to do them. Dollars right, you know. And I just want to thank y'all for listening this morning. Thank you for listening.
Amen.
And maybe I can lay down and rest a little bit. Excuse me?
Yes. Amen. I was going to say, what you speak is what you get. Our sister Marie was talking about that yesterday. You got to make sure you're saying the right thing out of your mouth.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
Amen. Because God can bless you. Keep on working more than one day a week. Amen?
Yes. Yes.
All righty, we'll be praying for you today. Anybody else have something you want to share before we start our prayer, our final prayer?
Yes, I want to, sponsor, I want to pray for the Adams family, that God would bless them, family salvation, the whole family, and this family, that God would just bless America. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. All right.
Amen.
And I will bless you tonight. Thank you for the teaching this morning. Very good.
Okay. All right. Okay, so I don't know if that chip is unblocked over there.
Good morning. This is Sister Mary. Yes, chip is unblocked. It was unblocked on yesterday around noon or so.
Okay.
And I was so blessed by the word this morning. Thank you so much, Pastor Darlene, for sharing a good message to understand the difference as we walk, as we are in the world, and we see the difference in there. People that totally don't understand, they do think the things of Christ is totally foolish when it is the best thing that could ever happen to them. So I am just so blessed by that word and blessed by the understanding it even more and in the whole chapter. So thank you so much for sharing that word. And now I just want to continue to pray for my circumstances and the things that's going on. Most of all, this week, just to, focus on Christ and his love for us and how he, during this Holy Week, how he gave so much for us. And and I think as we continue to, focus in on that this week, this Holy Week, how things were with us will begin to be healed. And we will really feel his spirit in us and see his mighty works going forth this in us and through us. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Mary, we will be praying for you too. Okay. All right, so we're going to go ahead and we've got a few requests. If you did not give your prayer request, when we're praying, you just pray. Pray for whatever it is that you need God to do. So we're going to just pray together. We're going to be praying for Sister Gladys's mother, Rosa. She had a stroke, and we want the nurses to treat her properly, and then for all nursing facilities. Also, we'll be praying for Willie Mae, that she will not continue to be withdrawn, that she will be blessed and healed. And then Sister Sheila, to be bold, to be a bold soldier and strengthen the Lord. The Adams family, salvation and healing of their family. We're going to pray for Mary's circumstances and that we will focus on Christ and his love. Also, I want to pray for my my granddaughter, Celeste. I'm not sure. She says she has a cold. It seems like it might be sinuses or allergies. So just pray for all the Gibson family for their sinuses and allergies. I know they're suffering right now because of the pollen, and many other people are suffering. So we'll be praying that God will help those who have allergic reaction to the pollen and stuff in the air. So let us all come together. We're going to pray right now. Hallelujah, Jesus. We just bless your name, God. We do it by God because you're a great God. And
Lord God, Lord God, we're healing and salvation all around about us, oh God.
Declarations, because the word of God in the book of Job tells us that if we decree a thing, it shall be established, and the light of God shall shine upon our way. So I decree this morning that every evil and wicked word that has been spoken against us shall not come to pass. No matter what somebody has said, we just reject it in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare that our families are covered by the blood of Jesus, and we are covered by the blood of Jesus. I decree that we are blessed and cannot be cursed, and we shall resist the devil, and he will flee from us. I decree this morning that the plowman overtakes the reaper, and we live in continuous abundance. I decree that we seek the face of God, and though we may walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we fear no evil, and we will delight ourselves in the Lord, and he gives us the desires of our hearts. So this morning, as we go, let us rejoice in the Lord. The Lord God is our strength, and he will make our feet as hind feet, and he will make us to walk upon high places. And as I speak this word, we need to receive this word and move in this word and go up in the Lord, go higher in the Lord, in your life, in your wisdom, in the things that God has placed in your spirit. And as we go, let us remember we are workers together with the Lord God Almighty. Amen. I love all of you, and I pray that you all will have a wonderful rest of the day, a beautiful week, and an excellent life in the Lord. Amen, amen, and amen.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and everyone who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you will repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, and love offering anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 2473 Wood Valley Drive. The street is WOOD, second word is VALLEY, that's 2473 Wood Valley Drive in the city of East Point, Georgia, zip code 30344. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com. Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-pound. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session, and if you want to listen to a previous section, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord will continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.